The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Jerry Kill. The Gophers are 1-1 in conference play and 4-2 overall. Minnesota hosts Nebraska on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, as like everybody, we're preparing for, Nebraska. We came off a win that we needed and played more like we're capable of playing here at Minnesota, and I felt much better about it. So I'm hoping we can carry some of that momentum into the rest of the Big Ten and certainly this week against Nebraska. You know, we know how good Nebraska is. They've kind of been snake bit, but Nebraska is Nebraska, and they still have a very, very good football team, and one that is a very difficult team to prepare for. So that's kind of where we're at in the progression of things right now.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Brian Rosenthal with Lincoln Journal Star.
On this a little bit, but when you watch Nebraska, do you see a 2-4 football team? And how much do you think they're different under Mike Riley this year than the past 2 years where you've beaten Nebraska?
Well, I from a defensive standpoint, they're still a 4-3 defense, but, it's a different style than what it has been under Bo. They're playing, very, very high level right now. Defensive line is very, very good. The two D tackles are going to be difficult to handle. They don't make a lot of mistakes. Very disciplined, and then offensively they do a lot, and they're very, very hard to prepare for from an offense, defensive standpoint.
Why do you think they're snake bitten? Have you seen a team have 4 losses like that in the last play of the game before? Have you ever experienced anything like that?
I played, coached for 32 years. You experience a little bit of everything. And, I know that I can't remember when, but, we had a year where we lost the first 3 ball games by, last second field goal, last play of the game. So I think sometimes it just happens. And, all you can do is just keep coaching and just keep doing what you're doing, and then things go your way. And I just hope it doesn't happen this week. But they're a good football team and very well coached.
Thanks, Jerry.
You bet.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Ryan Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Jerry, I was just wondering how you guys got Shannon Brooks out of Atlanta, right in the middle of the SEC country. Do you remember that recruitment story at all?
Brian Anderson, our guy that recruits Georgia, actually, Rodney Smith, both our tailbacks that are playing well, come from Georgia. And, he was a kid that was just, he wasn't that highly recruited from a smaller school, outside Atlanta. About 30, 45 minutes, he was player. He was player of the year in, I think, class 3A. I think that's right. And just for whatever reason, wasn't recruited, as hard as some of the other kids. And, but we definitely seen talent in him. I mean, he's just we knew that he was going to be a very good player, him and Rodney. And, he was unbelievable on Saturday. I mean, I've coached a long time. I've never seen a freshman running back run around people, run through them. He was and he was unbelievable, some of the runs he made.
You had some other backs. Were you expecting to play him as early as he got on the field this year?
When we had 2-a-day camp, I knew we weren't going to redshirt him. The way performed during the camp. He's a very smart player, very gifted. Both him and Rodney's farther along in pass protection and some of those things. But Shannon's still got to get better at that. But I knew that after we had him about a week and a half, he was going to play. you know, somewhere along the lines.
Okay, thank you very much.
And our next question comes from the line of Rich Caputo with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Jerry, is KJ May kind of become the guy you thought he could be as a senior, and kind of what's his value been to your passing game right now?
Well, it's been, you know, very valuable. You know, he's playing at a high level. Not only is he a guy that's catching balls for us, he's a tremendous blocker. You know, a kid that continue to get better and is playing at, you know, his best football right now. You know, he's gotten faster and stronger, and so a very smart, intelligent player, and can do a lot of things for us. So, you know, just like every kid, you know, he's gotten better every year and playing his best football as a senior.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.